हरे कृष्णा। वन पर्सन्स डाइवर्जन कैन बी अनदर्स डिवेस्टेशन। वी ऑल इनेटली सीक प्लेजर एंड इन द परस्यूट ऑफ प्लेजर वी डाइवर्ट आवरसेल्व्स थ्रू वेरियस फॉर्म्स ऑफ एंटरटेनमेंट। नाउ फ्रॉम द स्पिरिचुअल परस्पेक्टिव actually any form of material enjoyment is a diversion because it's not our real business. Our real business is to grow spiritually and find lasting happiness through our spiritual connection with Krishna. Now while we are in this world, we divert ourselves in various ways to get some temporary pleasure. Now depending on people's culture, their conscience, their consciousness, they may seek pleasure in various things. And when they, some of them may seek pleasure in lust, some may in greed, some in power and anger, an expression of power. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talks about the ungodly people who become so maddened by greed that they even go to the point of destroying others. So, Krishna talks about in 16.13 to 15, the mentality of such people. Idam adhyamaya labdham इमं प्राप्से मनोरथम इदमस्ती इदमपि मे भविष्यति पुनर्धनम्। He says, this much money I have got and that much I'll get. By this scheme, I can make this much money. By that scheme, I'll make that much money. Now, this may seem to be like a normal materialistic person's mentality. Everybody wants money and everybody wants to make plans to make more money. But then what happens next? Asau maya hatah shatrur. Suddenly, in the next verse, 16.4, Krishna says that, desire for money, suddenly there is a desire for eliminating those who one feels are competitors in one's pursuit of money. Asau maya hatah shatrur, I have killed this enemy. Hanishe chaparanapi, I'll kill that person also. Adhyo abhijanvan asmi konyosti sadrusho maya. Now, in this way, I am so great. I am surrounded by aristocratic people. Who is there like me? So, here, that after killing someone also, there is no twinge of conscience. There is no feeling of horror or revulsion. What have I done? I have taken someone's life. All that one feels is, now I have become great. Whoever would have challenged me for my greatness, I have destroyed them. So, the pursuit of pleasure, which is basically a diversion for the soul. So, one person's diversion can be another's devastation, another's destruction. And in this way, we may say this is a mentality of some underworld dons or heartless, remorseless criminals. Yes, that is true, but it is not only their psychology. Sometimes when we start getting captivated too much by a particular pleasure, we just become desensitized to other things. And what might be a diversion for one person can become the devastation for another. So sometimes when people are so maddened by the desire for alcohol, in order to get money for that alcohol, they may just beat someone up, kill someone. Although normally they would be not all violent people. So rather than seeking such diversions, which can make us do actions which are horrible, which can devastate others' lives, by remembering that our indulgence can cost others dearly. And of course, it will cost us also dearly because we will get the karmic consequences. We can be cautious. Rather than seeking divergence at the material level, we can seek absorption at the spiritual level. By becoming absorbed in Krishna, by connecting with Him through the practice of Bhakti Yoga, we can get higher satisfaction, which makes diversion unnecessary and saves us from hurting others in our pursuit for pleasure. Thank you. Hare Krishna.